Praise the Lord. Dear friends, we continue our study about the historical situation of Palestine in the time of Jesus. We are trying to analyze the social situation, the various types of mentalities and attitudes that the people of Israel kept towards each other. We saw that the people were aware, they were conscious of their being a chosen people, especially chosen people of God. Because of this awareness, they felt the need and the obligation of remaining absolutely faithful to the laws of the covenant. And that fidelity was interpreted in a very literal way. And especially after the exile, there was a great emphasis given to the literal interpretation of the law and the obedience of the law to the letter. And this interpretation of the law and obedience brought in various types of attitudes in the society, considering some people as holy and others are unholy, pure and impure. And this mostly on the external affairs. People were considered not because of what they really were, what there was really in their heart, but how they appeared in the society. And mainly three types of impurity, or three ways by which a person could be impure, we said. First is the origin. By birth, a person can be impure. All the Gentiles and all those of mixed race, all those born out of wedlock, were considered impure. The same way, all those who were born with a physical handicap, like lame, blind, and deaf, these people were considered as impure and so unworthy to enter the temple. As far as the blind and the deaf and the lame are concerned, there is an interesting passage in the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. And we read, "The king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, 'You will not come in here, but the blind and the lame will ward you off,' thinking, 'David cannot come in here.'" Jerusalem was the Jebusite fortress, which the people of Israel could not so far take. Joshua could not conquer it, the judges could not, and even Saul could not. Now David wanted to capture this fortress, this stronghold of the Jebusites, and make it his own capital. So he wanted to conquer the city, and as he was marching on the city, the inhabitants were so confident to defend the city that they said, "Just the blind and the lame of the city will be able to ward him off." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. And David said on that day, "Whoever would smite the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind, who are hated by David Saul. Therefore it is said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house of God," of course. So this is a story justifying the Jewish attitude of not allowing the blind and the lame enter the temple. It is said David had made such a provision because he was taunted by the Jebusites. Whatever be the historical validity of saying, there remained the fact that the blind, the deaf, the lame, all these people were considered impure and unworthy of the temple. They could come to the temple precincts, but not in the holy place itself. So they would be met on the way, the periphery, and there they could beg. And in this context, it would be interesting to see the dealings of Jesus. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 14, it is said, "And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them." Something very strange. And you'll see much more stranger things when we study the life of Jesus. So the blind and the deaf and the lame were considered impure and were kept away from the temple, but Jesus somehow brings them in. So this is one category of people who are impure by birth. And there could be other illnesses. Other illnesses that is connatural, so natal. People who by birth has some kind of a handicap could be considered impure. Illnesses, certain types of illness was considered to make a person impure. For example, leprosy. Leprosy was a hated and feared disease. And that time, especially in the time of the Old Testament and even in Jesus' time, leprosy was a skin disease. And most of the skin diseases were considered as leprosy, not the technical term we use today. And when a person has become leper, he had to be kept outside the society. And there is a very clear instruction in the book of Leviticus concerning all skin diseases called leprosy. Chapters 13 and 14 describe the disease, the treatment for the disease, and how a person is to be dealt with. Verses 45 and 46 of chapter 13. The leper who has the disease shall wear torn clothes, and let the hair of his head hang loose, and he shall cow his upper lip and cry, "Unclean, unclean." He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone in a habitation outside the camp. That was during the wandering in the desert. But when they settled in Palestine, even then, the lepers were forced to live outside the villages. They were not allowed to enter the town or village. They were not allowed to walk on the regular roads. They were not coming to any type of contact with the healthy people. So they had to stay out in their colonies, leprosy colonies. Leprosy was considered as a mark of God's curse being carried in flesh. So everybody could see the leper as a person who carries the curse of God. So he considers himself as cursed and unclean. And he has to go on proclaiming unclean, unclean. The road he walks will be unclean. The place where he stands or sits will become unclean. Anything and anybody he touches will become unclean, impure. And in this context, it would be interesting to see how Jesus dealt with the lepers. One interesting thing that Mark narrates is, while Jesus was in a particular town, a leper came to him and knelt before him and begged him, telling, "Master, if you will, you can make me clean." And the master said, "I do will, be clean." So Jesus extended his hand, stretched out his hand, touched the leper and made him clean. So lepers were considered unclean persons. Leprosy, any kind of skin disease, were considered making a person unclean. Another type of disease, mental disorientation. People who are mentally ill were considered very often as possessed. Whether mentally ill or possessed, these people who lost the balance of their mind were considered as impure. And so they were also forced to wander in desert places, in tombs. That's where many of the possessed people we find. And these people were also considered as cursed by God and possessed by demons, unclean people. So various types of illnesses that makes a person unclean. There are other types of unclean. Any bodily discharge makes a person unclean. Women during their menstrual period are unclean. And when a woman gives birth to a child, if it is a male child, she'll be unclean for 40 days. And if it is a female child, for 80 days. I don't know why this distinction, but that's how the Bible presents it. Maybe there were also other considerations to give a woman some rest, protection. But all the same, she was considered unclean during the time of this issue of blood. And that is why a particular person, a woman, who had a flow of blood for 12 years and who dared to come out into the open society and come to Jesus from behind and touch the fringes of his cloth. And that's what she had thought. If I can only touch the edge of his cloth, I will be clean. But she was aware that she was not allowed to do that. A person who is unclean is not supposed to come out into the crowd. Anybody who would have touched her unknowingly would have become unclean. It would seem that the person, the woman, was pushing her way through, making a lot of people unclean. And that would have been sufficient for them to take her out and stone him to her to death. And maybe that is the reason why she was so afraid when she was caught by Jesus, so to say, that she wanted to touch Jesus, but nobody should know why. But she could not. Anyhow, the situation of Palestine at the time of Jesus will explain to us why she was so scared. But then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, take courage. Your faith has healed you." So all those who have this kind of bodily discharges were unclean. And there are other types of uncleanness. For example, a person who touches what is unclean will be unclean for the whole day. And there are so many unclean objects. For example, dead body. Or people who eat something unclean, or even touches an unclean person, can be unclean. So much so that when a Jew went out into the market, and when he comes back, he has to wash himself completely in order to become clean again. And this scrupulosity is presented in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. Now, when the Pharisees gathered together to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with the hands defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands. It's not for cleaning the hands, but purifying it, ritual cleanliness. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they purify themselves. And there are many other traditions which they observe. The washing of cups and pots and vessels and of bronze. So this is how the Jews were cleansing themselves. So a person can become unclean by coming into contact with unclean objects. A person who carries a dead person or touches a dead person will become unclean. Now we may understand Jesus' attitude. When he comes to the city gates of Nain, there he sees a young man being carried to the burial ground, a dead young man. And Jesus goes and touches the bier, and there they stand still, touching a dead person, makes him unclean. We'll see more about Jesus' attitude later. So touching an unclean object, a person renders himself or herself unclean. And there is another category of uncleanness. That is the profession. A profession can make a person unclean. And it is generally stated like this. A profession that forces a person to come into contact with something unclean. Or a profession that provides an opportunity to earn some unjust gain, unjust profit. So a profession that makes you impure by touching something impure or making unjust gain can render a person impure. And the Pharisees, the lawyers, had made extensive list of professions that can make a person unclean and impure. For example, shepherds. Shepherds were considered unclean for two reasons. They had a stink of sheep because they were always with the sheep. And more than that, shepherds were considered to be unjust and thieves. Jesus himself said once, "All those who came before me were thieves." Now, the shepherds sometimes steal the sheep, the wool, milk, and sometimes kill the sheep and eat. So the shepherds have the opportunity of stealing sheep and making unjust gains. So the shepherds as a whole were considered as unclean group of people, even though the patriarch Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the 12 other patriarchs were all shepherds. Moses, the leader, was a shepherd. David, the king, was a shepherd. Still, shepherds were considered unclean. Doctors or physicians, they were considered also unclean for two reasons. First, they often have to come into touch, physical contact with unclean bodies. People who are sick have to be touched. And also, because the doctors or physicians very often charge high prices for their services, so making unjust gains. So the doctors also were considered unclean. And many other such professions like tanners, barbers, massagers, all these people who came into contact with unclean objects were considered unclean. And there are more people who are unclean. We'll see them in the next talk. Now let us close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking upon yourself, through your Son, all our sins and uncleanness, and making us pure, washing by his blood. Thank you, Jesus, for telling us that the real purity is the purity of heart. Enable us to understand. Enable us to keep a pure heart. Through Christ our Lord.